And now for the second hour, two outstanding motivational speakers, Candy G, followed by Les Brown. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. and our guest, yours and mine, Miss Candy G. Candy, how are you today?
You know, Carl, I'm so happy to be back here with you. You are one of my favorite folks to be interviewed by.
Well, I appreciate you. And I got to tell you, I really mean this, you are one of my favorite people to really be on this program with. Since the last time we talked, which must have been, I'm thinking around September, October of last year, mm-hmm. I really wanted to do something for the holiday season. That didn't work. And because just so many things that were coming up. And I was looking forward to the day that we would be able to come on and talk again. And fortunately for us, when I say us, not only the people in my listening community, but me too, you've agreed to help us with this whole issue of freedom.
Freedom. Oh, I love that conversation.
Yeah, you know, I thought about the fact that, you know, we have Independence Day rolling around, and certainly it is a great time to celebrate because we're talking about freedom from what was happening with Britain. But one of the things about that whole issue that really fascinates me, that really brings a smile to my heart, Candy, is the fact that although our country fought Britain for our freedom, we are friends. Britain
right.
and America have a good relationship.
Right.
And so I really do celebrate that. But at the same time, I realize that there's a lot going on in the lives of many of us as individuals where this whole issue of freedom is still something that we are maybe in pursuit of, even if we've already begun to experience it on some level.
You know, I think that piece is true, and I think maybe it comes right down to the bat of what is freedom and what do you view freedom to be? Do you have an idea of what you consider personal freedom?
One of the ideas I have about personal freedom, really and truly, is having the flexibility, the responsibility, the ability, the willingness to try to determine my true cause for being in this earth and pursuing that to the best of my ability on a progressive level, using those greater and greater abilities as I mature in the pursuit of my destiny.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said it so eloquently, but, you know, there really is responsibility in that. And you know, it's interesting. I think that when you are taking a look at, there's this thing that I want to do, and there's this thing that I know that it's a gift or a passion or a purpose or whatever you want to call it, and a lot of folks out there are afraid to step out and give it a go, and you said take the responsibility and to apply the ability, which really was a wonderful way that you said that. But I think that there are a lot of people that are afraid to take the risk to step out and give it a go. And one of my personal credos is that only those that truly risk are free. Because when you take the risk and you can step out and say, I think I'm supposed to do this, I think I want to do this, I'll try no matter how afraid I am. And then when you can step out and figure out that you can I don't want to use the word unleash, but reveal that piece of yourself to your own world. Don't you believe there's real freedom in that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I wouldn't have thought about it that way until you mentioned it, because that being unwilling to take that risk, it almost seems like it can be oppressive.
You're right. I think you're right. And you can be your own oppressor by not being willing to take a risk, by, you know, kind of sitting back going, oh, I can't.
Yeah. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Miss Candy G. She is world-renowned inspirational speaker. She is the lady who has gone from peanut butter to private jets. She is the lady who really trains, too, and I do mean trains. She inspires, to be sure. You hear that every time she speaks with us, but she also trains corporations and helps them run their businesses much more effectively. She's the lady who is inspiring us now, teaching us on how to really attain freedom. What are some of the things, Candy, that people can do to overcome the fear of the risk?
You know what's interesting? I don't know if you want to overcome fear. I think that you want to embrace fear. I think that you want to recognize that fear is a part of who we are, and I think that you want to recognize that that fear piece, having that little bit of that uncomfortable feeling, is kind of the way to nudge you in the direction that you want to go. So how do you embrace fear and move through it? Well, I do have a strong belief you kind of feel the fear and do it anyway. But maybe okay. Just understanding that fear is nothing more than just a feeling. And it really comes down to, what's the worst that could happen if I gave this a go? What if I wanted to be a speaker and share a message, and I decided to put that message together, and I stood up in front of a group of folks, and maybe I didn't get an applause, or I didn't get the accolades, or I didn't get the response I wanted? What's the worst that could happen, right?
Yes.
So maybe taking a look at what's the worst that could happen. But the other piece is saying, wow, well, let's put that piece aside. What if I do deliver my message, and what if I do share my story, and what if I do get out in front of folks and take the risk to do this? And it's received in a way where I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I think there's an internal factor of weighing, you know, that whole risk-reward piece. And I think it's always worth giving a go to see what happens.
Interesting. So a lot of people then start looking at the negative side of the risk, and they kind of focus on, well, what if they don't respond the way I want them to? What if, because people don't respond the way I want them to, I don't make the money I need to keep my roof over my head? And they get kind of stuck there and fail to look at the positive side of the what if?
I think that's very true. You know what's interesting? MIT did a study on the biology of the psyche and discovered that negative statements and negative situations are 16 times more powerful than positive, productive ones.
Goodness.
Now, with that in mind, if you have a negative conversation talking you out of something, you need to hear something positive 16 or 17 times. So one of the things that I like to tell folks to do is, if there's something that you know that you want to do and you are just afraid that you can to do it, is to write it out as if you've already done it. As if. Forget the what ifs. But write it out as if it's already come to be. For example, I am that powerful speaker that I want to be. I am that person that has this message to deliver, or whatever it is that you want to share. And to write that out as if it's already come to be, and read that aloud to yourself. Even read it aloud, Carl, into the mirror, and to begin to talk to yourself so that you don't allow the negative conversation to take you away from what it is you really want to do.
16 times more powerful. So you've got to keep saying it over and over.
Exactly.
What are they finding? Is it, and the more you repeat it, does it help? Does it get to the point where on the inside you eventually actually beginning to embrace it because you believe it?
Absolutely. Wow. And I couldn't have said it better. You know, faith and belief come by hearing and hearing and hearing. And if you know that there's something that you're meant to do, and here's another wonderful thing that you can do. Take that statement. You know what it is that you want to do. Record it in your own voice and listen to it over and over again so that that becomes part of your subconscious instead of that conversation that tells you what not to do. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. That makes
powerful.
Sense.
It's powerful. Yeah. Call it. It's so, so, so powerful. You know, The master creator, the way that we create the things that we want within ourselves, I'm not talking about God, the master creator, but the master creator within ourselves lives in our subconscious thinking. Mm. And what we need to do is to repeat messages to our subconscious mind of what it is that we want to do over and over and over again until it becomes a belief. Once it becomes belief, well, then it's easy.
Interesting. That is so interesting. That is fascinating. It reminds me of something that I've heard you say before and I've seen on your website. You talk about how we basically create our lives based on what we think and what's inside of us.
Absolutely. I have been studying this thing called thought transformation for over 3 decades.
Wow.
And every aspect of our lives, philosophy, psychology, religion, quantum physics, neuroscience, it all tells us the same thing. What we think is what we get. All that man achieves and all that man fails to achieve is a direct result of his own thinking. Now, here's the caveat. It's not just our conscious mind, Carl. It's what goes on in our subconscious thinking, and that's why it is so vitally, crucially, so important that we are always feeding our subconscious thinking messages that are powerful and productive.
So that's part of the reason that, well, what you were sharing, we record in our own voices. I noticed you said that we record in our own voices what it is we want to obtain.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So that's fed into our subconscious. And I guess if we were to, and this is, I'm mentioning this because this is something that I'm planning to do. If I were to buy CDs by Candy G,
mm-hmm.
where you have a positive message that's constantly not only reminding me, but inspiring me to embrace the reality that really and truly I was created to do more, that's going to help my subconscious be fed what it needs as well?
Absolutely. And what will happen is the subconscious message, those messages will filter into your subconscious mind. And then, and to really kick it up a notch, certainly take messages that I have and messages that other folks have that are amazing. But when you discover what it is that you truly, you, Carl, or anyone out there listening wants to create, if you can put those into positive, affirming, present-day emotional statements and then record them in your own voice, allow that to be part of your subconscious mind as well, and extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary things begin to happen.
That is fascinating. That is fascinating. And that's real world. We're not talking about just pie in the sky. This is what you see happen. Because you've been, like you said, you've been researching this for several decades, and you've had the opportunity to actually see this work itself out.
I went from being a broke, homeless, single mother to building a sales team to the top 4% in the world. I went from eating peanut butter out of a jar to making as much money in a month as a lot of folks make in a year. Utilizing the principles, some of the stuff that I'm talking about, plus much more, and feeding my subconscious mind what it was that I wanted to create. And I will tell you, Carl, now I go into corporations, I teach them how to do the same thing, and some of the results are so extraordinary. And I will tell you, certainly folks that are listening, they can research my information. There's plenty of information out there to validate what I'm talking about, but there are some hard scientific facts and scientific evidence that says that when we can go into our subconscious thinking and rewrite something called our synaptic pathways,
mm-hmm.
and get them to focus on the things that we want, that we will help to bring those things into creation. And that is just hard science and real facts.
That is awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to stay with me. In just a moment, we will be back with more of some truly enlightening information from Candy G.